Blog Talk Radio.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest. You're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love. You're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug. You're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun. You're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter. You're my friend till the end, you're my dreams, you're my father. You're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround. I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the clouds. You're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow. You're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow. You're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that.
All that I am, all that I see, all that I've been and all that I'll ever be, is a blessing, it's so amazing, and I'm grateful for it all, for it all.
Start looking towards your heart. It'll open all the doors and only then you'll start to hear the world singing chorus with your mind and heart. Aligned in purpose, everything
all
will feel
that
gorgeous.
I am, all that I see, all that I've been and all that I'll ever be is a blessing. It's so amazing and I'm grateful for it all.
Day I sit and pray cause what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I get back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan, but there's a million things that I can be grateful for.
The small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Cynthia Fontaine. I love that song so much, and it's sort of a carryover from last night. I was out doing karaoke, which is brave for me, but it was a lot of fun. And so what have you done that's brave lately? What have you done to step out of your normal routine that really you enjoy doing? I love to sing and sang a lot when I was much younger. I belonged to chorus and glee club and competed on state levels in with a trio. There were three of us, obviously, if it's a trio. And I haven't sung publicly in many years. Partly because my voice is so out of tune because I haven't kept up with it, with the practice of it. It's like anything, you know, if you leave the bike outside in the rain, it gets rusty, and then the parts don't work. So I haven't kept the voice well oiled, and so I'm reluctant to sing out in public. But I'll tell you, last night, my boyfriend and his brother and his fiance had a party, and celebrating their 6-week-old baby and their up-and-coming wedding. They were working on picking their bridal party and all that. And anyway, so they threw a party at a local place, and there was karaoke. And it took me a long time to get up there to actually sing. But just before we were leaving, the DJ put a song on that I absolutely love, and then put another one on right after that that I love and know the words to both of them. So there were a whole bunch of us up there, so it was a lot of fun. So this week, it's interesting. I always say, once I look at the astrology, that I wish I had looked at it days before, because whatever is going on with me, with my inner world, is often reflected in the astrological report for that time period. And, you know, I don't live, eat, breathe, and sleep astrology. However, that being said, I find it to be very useful when I do take a look at it, which I do look at it pretty much weekly, although last week I did not, because if you all tuned in last week, you know, last week's show was a rebroadcast because I had the big annual fundraiser for 4 days last week that I've done every year for many, 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 many years, decades actually. And it's the one time where people see me in public out of my normal element. I actually tend the bar, which is interesting because I really don't drink. So it's actually a good place for me to be because for the organization, it's a fundraiser. Because I don't drink the profits away, and I can still count the money by the end of the night, unlike some people in previous years that used to work in that part. Anyway, it's all good, and you get to see a lot of people that you haven't seen in a long time and so forth. It happens in the town in which I grew up and I always make a point, no matter what I'm doing, to block off that week and not schedule anything because of that. It's been a tradition in my family for many, many, many decades. And my brother, Kevin, and I, and now my sister, Cheryl, has joined us, our younger sister, in working this event. And our dear brother, James, who we lost last year, this was our first event without him. So it was bittersweet. But James worked with us for many years, and he was always so much fun to have around. So really, and last night, you know, reminds me of when I would be out with my brother James, because he just loved to have fun, and he'd be the first one up there singing karaoke. So it was great. Anyway, so what's going on astrologically? Well, this, we're in a new moon now. The new moon was at 3:30 this morning. But we're still, so even though the full new moon, we'll call it the full new moon, was this morning or last night, we're still in that new moon energy, you know, for a couple of days. And the new moon came into Leo. Leo came into the moon sign yesterday and will stay there through tomorrow. Leo is a fire sign. And, you know, fire can burn things. When it's hot, of course, fire is hot. But anyway, fire can burn things, but it can also purify, because fire is a purification. It's a cleansing of things. And this is really a time to purify yourself, your thinking, the ways of the past, and the way you've done things of the past, particularly in clearing ancestral patterns. So what does that mean? Ancestral patterns are patterns or belief systems that you have been instilled to you through your family. It's also a time of clearing and letting go of our belief system in a radical sense, in a radical way, in creating your own beliefs and your own realities. And it's a time of really looking at the rules that have been laid before us and asking, is it true? Is that really true for me? And the way of the past, the way of our laws, the way of the ancestors and so forth. One really big thing to look at now is the way we have conducted ourselves as a human race while we have been in this male age of war and fighting war. This is really the time to not just look at that, but and not just to rethink it, but to do something about it, to change it, to make a different choice. It's about a time to radically accept people, even if they're different, and embrace humanity as a whole. This gives us the chance to prepare and allow for something new to come into your life and all those around you as well. Our core being naturally wants to be in balance, and it struggles back and forth to be in balance, much like a pilot who is driving a plane. Driving is probably not the right word, piloting a plane. The pilot is continuously correcting the plane slightly, ever so slightly, just like when you drive a car. If you just held the steering wheel steady and never adjusted for the road patterns and conditions and other traffic and even potholes in the road, you would inevitably crash into something or go off a cliff or whatever. And life is the same. Most of us, though, struggle being out of balance instead of acknowledging that it's natural to keep correcting without a struggle and just let go of the tightness of trying to control every single thing in your life. So it's about bringing yourself into balance in small ways, continuously bringing yourself into balance. Coming into balance means really living from your heart and from your true self-expression. Astrologically right now, and we have been under this really intense pressure to come into our true selves, to be your authentic self, to be more transparent in who you really are and what really makes your heart sing, and to be creative. It's time to throw out all that has come before you as far as teachings from the past or rules from the past, the learning manuals that we've all been given from our families, from our religions, from our governments. It's time to rewrite all of that. It's time for you to rewrite it to what it is for you to be in your authentic self, to live from a place of love and a place of true heartfelt centeredness. This is where we're going to change the world. You know, the Dalai Lama says the Western woman is going to save the world and is going to change the world. And I feel that he's absolutely correct. Not so much in a sense the Western woman, but the feminine energy and the Western culture, because there are so many cultures in the world who do not embrace the feminine and honor the feminine divine spirit and honor women. But here in the West, Western civilization, we do honor women, and women are being honored more and more every day in our culture and more accepted as leaders. And we look forward to that. And hopefully one day a woman will lead our country here in the United States and other countries around the world as well. So it's time now to put down what your ancestors have brought to you. It's time to walk away from the fighting, walk away from the wars. It's time to let go of the family squabbles that your father had, that your mother had. It's a time of just letting it all go, throwing it all out, take the garbage out of the corner, let the garbage man take it all. And if it doesn't fit your authentic or true self, let it go. And oftentimes, this also it relates back to your childhood, because we really learn about life between the ages of 0 and 5. And that's when it's sort of cemented into us about our family, not just about our family, but it molds us how we are going to see the world. So we have only had the filter of our families around us or our caregivers who were around us at that time. And perhaps their filters were not clear ones. You know, it's like when you wash the windows, all of a sudden you see things that you couldn't see before, especially if it's particularly dirty. You know, I live right near the ocean, and we oftentimes get sea spray on the windows, and the windows get very cloudy. And when you might not realize that, wow, it's sunny out, but it's not so sunny in here. You have to go out and wash the windows and clear off the sea spray here. And it's just like that in your life, and also the filter of your family. So everyone is brought up through the lens or the filter of your family, of your ancestors, because when you look at what your parents learned, they learned it from their parents, and they from their parents, and so on and so on and so on. So it may be that you are in a family who has had this belief system for many, many generations that just does not work or fit anymore. And I'll give you an example that there are some cultures who in the past have believed that whatever their heritage is or nationality, that they are the best nationality or heritage. And if you're anything but that, then you're substandard. And that can also reflect into religions, where there are many religions out there who say, well, this is the only religion to get to God. This is the only way to get to heaven. Well, I, for many years, have talked about heaven and hell, and that I don't believe in hell, and per se, I don't believe of a heaven in the clouds. What I believe is when the religious texts say you come down, this is where you come to, and you choose to make this existence heaven or hell. And I recently had an epiphany while working on homework for my doctor of homeopathic medicine, while I was blending oils, in that metaphorically, that is actual the truth, where it is so true, where you, again, no matter what your circumstances, you make this heaven or hell. There are so many people out there in much more difficult situations than we are in financially. You know, people don't have enough to eat, maybe only have one pair of clothes. If they have a pair of shoes, they're lucky. You know, if you have one pair of shoes, you are far ahead of many people in the world. And yet we look at ourselves and go, oh, I don't have this, I don't have that. Well, that sort of thinking really puts yourself in a state of hell and hell thinking. So get out of that thinking. Let go of the belief of things like that. Really focus on the law of attraction and what it is that you want. And I have so many people who come to me and say, well, I tried the law of attraction and it doesn't work. And yes, I do agree to a certain extent that is true. And the reason for that is that people were never given the whole entire work or picture of the law of attraction and how to make it work for you. And it's all about feeling, because when you feel rich, when you feel successful, when you feel love, no matter what your outside picture looks like, you will attract all of those things to you. When you choose to focus on negativity, when you choose to focus on patterns of the past, when you choose to focus on trouble in your life, then that's what you're going to create there. And more of it, because often when we focus on those things, we're feeling our life is troubled, or we're feeling we don't have enough. And you, again, the law of attraction is all about the feeling of it. It's not about putting words on a paper and say, oh, I want this car, or, oh, I want to have this amount of money, or no, it does not work that way. Affirmations can be a wonderful thing for retraining the brain, but it comes down to embracing the feeling of already having what you want in your life to see that expand. So back to astrology for a minute and this week and what's gone on. What the planets have been doing this past week probably has been shaking you up a bit. It's been touching into the fears in your life, fears of the past, and bringing them to the surface, which can be really uncomfortable. And this is what's happened for me this weekend. And I said the words last night that in my relationship, it brings up my deepest fears. And when I looked at the astrology this morning for the show, I went, oh my God, I wish I had looked at this sooner. Because knowledge is power. And had I known, I could have said, okay, so astrologically right now, the moon and the sun and the planets and Jupiter and Venus are all putting pressure on fear and bringing up fear of the past and our teachings from our relatives and ancestors and what has been instilled in us. And it's giving us the opportunity now to come out and transform those feelings and transform those fears. So let go of the past. Let go of the past feelings. Take what your ancestors have brought to you and thank them for what they have given you and for the lessons. But now really question, is it right for you? Does it work for you? And how important is that for you? How important is it that you don't speak to Uncle Jim because your dad and he had a disagreement over a piece of property, we'll say, okay? How right is that for you? How right for is it for you if someone in your family interracially married and other members of the family are against that? Are you going to go with the flow and choose to, stay with the family thinking and the family limitations of that can't be right? Or how about perhaps you have people who are prefer to be in a relationship with the same sex? So are you going to allow the thinking of your past, of your family, if you have people in your family who are conflicted about that or who don't agree with it? This is really a time to embrace everyone and people's beliefs. That being said, it does not mean that you have to then live other people's beliefs. You still have to live in your own, but live in a space, in the heart space. Live in the place of kindness and compassion. It's really, again, time to put down that of the ancestors. It's time to stop the fighting. It's time of letting go of the past, of your past family squabbles. And it's time to work with the laws of attraction instead of the laws of repulsion. So rather than saying, oh, I'm going to get rid of this person in my life, or I'm going to get rid of that, or I'm going to get rid of, say, now I am attracted to this in my life. Now I'm attracted to going there, to this place in my life. Now I'm attracted to doing this particular thing in my life. Whether you want to be out in nature, or you're attracted to music, or you want a new love relationship, work with the attraction and surround yourself with positivity and truth, because truth comes from the feel, it comes from feeling and not from logic. Feeling is really where the magic happens. There is no logic in feeling. So let the magic happen in your life. We all now have an opportunity to embrace our truth, to embrace our total identity, which is not limited by the physical body. So take a look outside of your physical body, connect into spirit, and that may be delving deeper into your own religion. It may be exploring other religions, but one thing I highly recommend is meditation. No matter what religion you are, what your upbringing, or even if you don't believe in a religion, meditation is a tremendous way to expand your self inner peace and also to learn who you really are on a deep truth, on a heart level truth. All right, so I had a whole bunch of callers and I see some of them have bailed. You know, I did announce about a month ago, and I repeat every week, that I have gone to a new format where I take callers the second half of the show. That way I can get through a little bit of teaching for you all, because it's great to take callers, and I know you all love to hear callers, and you all love to call in. But this show is bigger than that as well. You know, I love to teach, and it's all about helping you better and giving you information to be the best person who you can be. So that being said, I am going to go to the phone lines right now, and we'll talk more about, you know, the topic that we're on right now, and letting go of the past and letting go of limited behaviors and beliefs. So the phone line, the number is area code 303, last four digits, 1460. Hi, you're on the air with Cynthia. How can I help you?
Hello.
Hi.
Cynthia? Hi. It's Randy from Colorado.
Hi, Randy from Colorado. How are you today?
Good.
How are you? I'm well, thanks. How's the weather out there?
Well, unfortunately, I'm home because my daughter's been sick for like 2 weeks, so I don't even know what the weather's like today.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that your daughter's not feeling well.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. How old is she?
Tomorrow she's 11.
And who's the 7-year-old around you?
No 7-year-old.
Or what happened at 7 that was significant in your life or in your daughter's life? When she was 7?
I don't know.
All right. Well, something to think about. Well, my guys will often just throw numbers at me. So, you know, it's like a puzzle piece. You have to figure out, okay, where are we going with this number 7? Is it? So if there's not another child at 7, they're telling me the age of 7. So something shifted at the age of 7. That you just take a look at. Anyway, so think about that, and it may pop into your head. You know, it's funny when I have clients in front of me or on the phone, a lot of times I put you on the spot like that, and sometimes people get psychic amnesia. The best case I had of that was I had a client who I had this woman named Mary come through, and I described her, and she just was adamant that she did not know any Mary who was passed. And 6 days later, she called me and said, oh, my God, that was my mother.
Oh, my God.
So sometimes we get psychic amnesia. But for some reason, that's important. Otherwise, my guides wouldn't bring it forward, and especially that fast, speaking about your daughter. It could have been, I'm just trying to, there's a loss of some type of, at that age. No, no loss. Okay, so tell me how I can help you today.
You were talking at, in the beginning, you were talking at risks that you're doing.
Uh-huh.
One of the risks I'm doing is I'm going to, what's not, I mean, to me it's a risk. I'm going to a retreat by myself, and
uh-huh.
I worry because I don't know anybody there, and I'm wondering, am I going to have a good time doing
okay,
this? Or,
what's
in September.
Okay, what's your birth sign?
My birthday is February 15th. My birth sign?
Okay,
Aquarius.
So you're an Aquarius. Yeah, okay. Aquarians have a hard time fitting into groups.
Yeah.
Okay? So you really like to sort of be on your own, in your own little cubby, in your own little world, and you will sort of commingle when you have to. So,
or if I feel very comfortable with the people that I'm with. I don't mind being with, like, close friends, but I don't really know them. I don't really feel as comfortable.
Right. And most Aquarians have a very small group of close friends who they consider close
mm-hmm.
friends. So that being said, oftentimes just knowing a little bit about yourself and your astrological sign, do you know what your moon sign is?
Uranus, I think. I don't know. I remember something of Uranus, but I don't remember if it's sun
okay.
or moon.
And well, your moon sign would be where the moon was when you were born. So it would be, for example, you might have a moon in Virgo or a moon in Capricorn. My sun is in Virgo and my moon is in Gemini. And Virgos typically are very quiet. They're very reserved. They don't like to talk a lot. And I have four planets in Virgo. And people look at me and go, who know astrology, and go, you can't be a Virgo. And I said, yes, I am not only a Virgo, but four planets in Virgo. But fortunately for me, the moon in Gemini gives me my outward personality. So I'd be curious to know what your moon sign is. So just for the heck of it, when you have a chance, go on astro.com. If you know your time of birth and your place of birth, and do your natal chart. You can do it for free. And then look and see where your moon sign is, wherever it falls in the astrological chart. And then look up what that means, because your moon sign really gives you your personality. So that being said, this retreat in September, I'm just looking at the length of it. Did you have an option to go for a shorter period of time and a longer period of time for this retreat?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
The first day is for, I'm a coach, so the first
uh-huh.
day is for coaches, and
right.
then the next 2 days after that will be open to, like, the public, and then there's a fourth day that I'm going to meet with the head of the retreat, alone,
uh-huh.
like in a small group.
Right. Okay. 'Cause I feel
so it's like 4 days.
Okay, because I feel like your inner self only wants to do the beginning and the end and doesn't want to do the middle part.
Oh, shoot.
Does that make sense? Well,
I don't know. I don't know what I don't know what it's going to be like.
Well, and that, you know, that's okay. This is just, I'm just trying to tune into where you're at, where your fears are. And it feels like that the beginning and the end, the first day and the last day, feels like you're a little bit more comfortable in that zone because it's smaller group, it's people who are working on your level. And then it's like somebody opens the door and the crowd rushes in. And then it's like, oh, my God, you know, I'm not going to know anybody. Am I going to feel like, you know, I fit in and belong? And what I'm seeing is you're going to have a great time. You know, you're going to find that core group where – people will have similar stories to you. You'll be able to relate to people in this core group. I myself, the first time I went to a retreat by myself, I remember I had the same anxieties. And it was, I went to do past life regression training with Brian Weiss at the Omega Institute. Mm-hmm. And there was the option to do just the weekend, and that was 3 days sort of just experiencing it. And then you also have the option to extend and do, so it was like a full 7 days and become a certified practitioner. And I did the full 7 days, and it was the first time I had been away from my kids. It was the, I've been a single mom since my youngest was three, who turned 21 this year. So it was the first time I was away from my kids, and the first time I had ever gone and done anything like that on my own. So I had a lot of anxiety around that, you know, because of leaving my kids, because, you know, on my way down there, my youngest one called me hysterically because the people who were good friends of ours, who I'd known for years, it was actually my Reiki master teacher, and it called me up because they were having an argument and wanted me to come home. So, you know, right then it's like, oh, my God, what do I do? I'm less than a half an hour from the place. My child is panicking.
Right.
So there's, you know, you may have some of that anxiety going on as well, but I feel like that your children are well cared for, and that part is all set up, and
my husband's home.
Okay, because my guys are saying there's no worry for you there.
Yeah, the only worry I have is I have to miss work.
Uh huh.
And it's a Jewish. I'm Jewish, and I'm not. It's on a Jewish holiday.
So it's through
Rosh Hashanah. I'm not so religious, but I usually celebrate this holiday. So I'm like, God forgive me that I'm not going to. I'm skipping one of the days. I don't know.
Is that Rosh Hashanah?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So okay. So here's what you can do. God is not this almighty, powerful creator who will take his cane and whack us on the head. I mean, we will get whacked on the head by the universe when, you know, we're really off track. But God is an understanding being. And you're doing this to not only for yourself, but to help so many people around you. So take in the knowing that that in itself is enough. And then you can take it on another level. Is the Rosh Hashanah on Saturday? That weekend? Friday to Saturday?
I think it's on a Friday. The thing is from Friday to Monday.
It's Monday,
so
right.
I think
okay.
The Rosh Hashanah is on the Friday.
Right, where you're not supposed to feast and eat a lot, and you're supposed to be in, you know, yeah. So what you can do is you can do your own little sort of Rosh Hashanah, your own little type of ceremony thing in your room, and then know that that is enough. Know
right.
that's enough, because we're meant to bring our true selves out into the world and bring our light. You know, the creator of all wants us to shine and be who we're really meant to be in this world. And if that means that, okay, I have to skip Rosh Hashanah in a sense. And now for me, I was brought up Catholic. And, you know, it's like you have these mortal sins and then you have a black marker in your heart and you can never go to heaven type of thing. The interesting thing is, come to find out last year, I came to learn that I come from a long line of Hasidic Jewish members, family.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. So, which was very interesting. And last year on the Rosh Hashanah, we had my brother's memorial service. I had lost my brother 2 weeks before, and we had to delay the service by 2 weeks. And one of my mentors, who is Jewish, really kind of gave me a whack over the head and said, it's Rosh Hashanah. You can't eat. You can't have the service. You can't, you know. You can have the service, but you can't have anything after, and blah, blah, blah. And I said, you know what? I think that God is a forgiving God, and it's okay.
Right. That's why I did it. I said the same thing. I mean,
right.
I did said it to myself, but I kind of feel bad that, you know, because I also am an example for my children. I don't know. There's a part of me that feels like I should be, you know, there's a part of me that I feel like I kind of want to be there, but there's another
right.
part of me knows that I'm doing, you know, a good thing and that
right.
it's okay.
And that's the part that you want to share with your children, okay? Because that's going to give them permission in their life to make choices that sometimes are out of what's expected.
That's true.
Are out of what the rules say, but yet is the best thing that they can do. So when you can explain it from that perspective and come from a heart-centered place of knowing this is the right thing to do, knowing, you know, sharing with them, I'll be with you in spirit while you're celebrating Rosh Hashanah. And for me, you know, and let them know this is an important thing for you in your life, for them, and for the people who you help every day. Because this is going to give you an element which you don't have right now in your practice, and it's going to help you expand the people that you are already helping, and it's going to bring new people to you as well.
This retreat?
Yes.
You think it will bring new people to me? Well, that's interesting.
Well, because it's going to give you a different perspective. My guys are saying is if you're going to have some aha moments at this retreat. Okay.
I feel like I'm supposed to be there.
Yeah.
So, it is out of my comfort zone going, so I'm going. I'll learn some things.
Right. Which astrologically is perfect timing that you're doing this. Because that's what this year really is all about. You know, we're coming into a new age where it's really important that women embrace their strengths and embrace that we have so much to offer. And sometimes that means stepping out of what's expected in our families and stepping out of our comfort zone. And that's really where you have the biggest soul growth.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate your time and your input.
Well, it's my pleasure. And, my guides are showing me, you know, this really nice picture where it's not going to take you long to find somebody that you feel you fit right in with. Okay?
Good.
And, yeah. And,
that makes
and
me feel good.
I see a big smile on your face. I see you coming back with a glow. You know, where you're even going to look younger when you return. So don't be surprised if people say, wow, you look great. What have you been doing?
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Well, no, I know nice people go to, you know, usually who go, the people that go to, like, these events are usually very nice people. So
right.
I'm going
right,
into
right.
it thinking that, too. So.
Oh, yeah, good for you. What event are you going to, if you don't mind me asking?
It's called Fearless Living.
So. Who's the facilitator?
Rhonda Britton.
Oh, sure. I'm familiar with Rhonda's work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good for you. Good for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. And, you know, oftentimes we think, oh, fearless living, that means we have to go do dangerous things. No. It means that you fearlessly step into who you really are.
Right. It's getting out of your comfort zone and doing things that... You know, so not staying still, moving forward regardless of the outcome, and kind of knowing that you did this and you're making yourself stronger.
Right, right, exactly. And, you know, sometimes we go down a road and we decide, oh, that's not the right road. That's okay. Often as women, we'll beat ourselves up about choices that we think, oh, that was a bad choice. But, you know, if you look at it from what perspective, from a different perspective and what you learned by it, then it becomes a positive thing. So, you know, take that into consideration and know that no matter what, you're going to come out of this as a brighter individual, and it's really going to help you shine. It's going to put some polish on your gold, you know, and it's going to be a good thing.
Great.
It's definitely going to be a good thing. Yeah.
Now
sure.
I feel really excited, so thank you very
good.
Much.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful time. And just look for the couple of people who you really feel like you resonate with. And you don't need a big group. Just, you know, a couple of people is great. And
that's great for me. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean,
that's what I like. Like we talked about earlier.
Exactly. And going back to when I was at Omega, you know, there are hundreds of people there for all different events at the same time. But I was able to find this core group of, there were five of us that came together, and we spent the whole 7 days together, and we became our own little group. And because we had, it was very long training, so it was not 8 in the morning until 10 o'clock every night, and then we had to practice as a group. There's a few of us who have stayed very close together since then, and that was over 10 years ago. So you don't need a lot. You just need that couple that you'll buddy up with, and you'll be great.
Great. Thank you. Have a great day.
You as well. Take good care of yourself, and I wish your daughter well. I hope she gets well very soon.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling. Well, that was a perfect caller for today's topic, wasn't it? So I really applaud this bravery for stepping out of what is the normal, for going out on a limb and really doing something different that our caller has never done before. And as I shared, I did my first retreat a little more than 10 years ago, and it was such an amazing experience. And I really felt that I was going to that retreat to learn past life regression, to offer it to clients in my life and people in my life. And what I really found was it was really for me and my own healing. My mom had passed away 2 years prior to that. And the day of her passing, there were five of us, four siblings, two brothers and two sisters. And my mom was a difficult person to really understand and get along with. She suffered of severe depression. And of course, as kids, we didn't know any of that or what that meant. But my mom never really saw me for who I was until she became ill, for who my true self was. And it was really a blessing to have that opportunity to spend that time with her the last 4 or 5 months of her life, just being who I am as a healer, as an individual, and she really embraced it. So going to the past life training, I thought I was really going for other people. And again, what I found was I was really there for myself. And as I was starting to say, the day that my mother passed, she had told all my siblings that she loved them, including my brother James, who wouldn't come to see her for his own reasons. But I was finally able to get him on the phone. And she spoke with him 7 minutes before she passed away, which in itself was a miracle because she had been in a coma for about 6 or 7 hours prior to that. And when I got him on the phone, she miraculously woke up long enough to tell him that she loved him. But she never said it to me. And I carried that with me, and it was really felt like such a burden. But in that past life regression training, the last day of the training, we were doing a meditation just prior to leaving, and we were all laying on the floor, and Dr. Brian Weiss had us putting things into a treasure chest. And I was putting pictures of my kids in there, and then I was putting money in there, and, you know, things that you would just sort of normally think of and put. And then all of a sudden, this lotus blossom appeared in my mind's eye out of nowhere and floated down from the sky or from the heavens. And as it became closer to the treasure chest, the flower opened. And inside the flower was my mother. And she smiled. And at that instant, when the flower opened and she smiled at me, my arm was picked up off the floor about a foot, maybe even a foot and a half, and then dropped with a thud on the floor. And I opened my eyes because I was so surprised by what had happened that I thought, oh, someone must have bumped into me. They must have moved. So I opened my eyes to look around and see if there was anyone around me who could have possibly banged my arm. And so thinking that, oh, my arm couldn't have lifted off the floor by itself. It must have been somebody that banged me and I misunderstood it lifting. There was no one within a 3-foot radius of me all around my body, completely around. So that was an amazing, amazing experience for me. And prior going into this last class and this last meditation with Brian Weiss, I had breakfast with one of the women who was in the group that I practiced and studied with for that 7 days, who was an amazing individual who had been, had a terrible accident and every bone in her body was broken. And she was in the hospital and completely incapacitated in bed for 1 year. And she still had tremendous amounts of pain. And I worked with this one particular individual several times throughout the week doing healing work on her. And she was so grateful that when we had breakfast and we met accidentally in the cafeteria that morning, it wasn't planned. So as we're having breakfast, she hands me a box, and it was a small jewelry box. And as a little egg-shaped token with an angel inside of it, you may have seen them, they're called Wari stones. Well, that particular style with that particular angel and the way it was in that Wari stone was the exact same stone that I had given my mother when she was ill. And I had asked my sister for the stone. And this was my youngest sister who lived at my mother's house. And she refused to return the stone to me. And this was such a traumatic, not so much traumatic, but I really would have liked to have that stone because it meant a lot to me. So, but anyway, spirit has a way of getting things back to you when they're supposed to come back to you. And so for that stone to show up at breakfast that morning, literally less than a half an hour before this meditation took place and my mother appeared, was such a heart-opening and healing experience for me. So I encourage you to really step out of your comfort zone. Go and do something different. Now, a retreat may not be the thing for you, but it may be that you want to go out and sing karaoke. It may be that you've always longed to go on a missionary type of situation and help people in poor countries. It may be, it doesn't have to be something huge, but something that comes from the heart that helps you to feel whole and helps you to feel good in who you are as a person. So that being said, we only have 6 minutes left. So let me just take a moment to let you know where to find me when I am off of Blog Talk Radio. You can check out my website, that's cynthiafontaine.com. You can also find me on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, although I'm not on Pinterest all that much. And the best way to reach me is through my website if you send me a contact request form. I am so blessed to have such a busy schedule, and some people would say, oh, I wish I had some more free time. The nice thing is because I am doing this on my own and I don't have a boss, I can make my own schedule, which when I worked for the government for 26 years, of course, I was not do that and I had to follow their schedule and I had a very hard time doing that. But in general, I made it through. So that being said, I love what I do and I love being busy. And I still do have a few openings in my calendar for August. I think I have one opening left next week. But I do have some openings left in August. So if you would like to have an individual session with me, send me a contact request form from my website. Again, CynthiaFontaine.com. We can do Skype if you're out of my local area. If you're in my local area, then you can see me personally. And, you know, it's great to have some insight from a different perspective, especially if you're going through some struggle in your life right now. And I used to really feel that this was a burden more than it was a gift. And also that the many things that happened in my life that are some pretty big things were tragedies. And though they were tragic, I now am able to look at them as a blessing in a way, because it gives me a wider perspective to help more people. And I'll use my brother's passing last year to suicide as an example of that. It's very tragic, and it's something that one probably can never really get over because it's so hard for the mind to grasp the concept of it. You know, when we lose loved ones, whether it be to natural causes, cancer, heart attack, or even accidents, though it's traumatic and we grieve, the mind can sort of wrap around it. With suicide, there's no way for the mind to be able to wrap around it. And you question everything. You question everything in your life. You question why you didn't see it, why you couldn't have changed it. And I went through all of that and many, many months of it. Now what I find is that experience, as hard as it is, I'm now finding so many people coming to me who have experienced those same things in their lives, who need help from someone who has gone through it. And so I am able to take these really difficult things in my life and then take them and help others with them. And with my own brother, I know that's exactly what he would have wanted, to help others, because he was always helping other people, and to have fun. So get out and have some fun. We tend to take life too seriously, and when we take life too seriously, it gets heavy. And yeah, we all have bills to pay. We have sickness. We have things that happen. Maybe your house got damaged in a hurricane or a tornado, or maybe you lost your car in an accident, or your job, or you got divorced, or maybe your life is wonderful, the daily things that wear you down. So remember to take some time and have some fun. Get out in nature, especially if you enjoy nature. Get out and do things that you love. It's so important to get your spirit happy. So we have only 1 minute left. I want to say thank you so much for listening today. Thank you all in advance for listening to the replay. Thank you so much to the callers, those who I was able to take on the phone, and I'm sorry for those of you who chose not to wait, but it was a choice. And remember that my format is I take calls the second half of the show, so if you'd like to call in, wait until, you know, maybe 20 minutes past or even a half an hour. That way you're not in the queue waiting so long. Unless I announce that it is going to be a show where it's all calls for the whole show, okay? I love you all so much. Be grateful. Be joyful. Have a blessed week. I love you. This is Cynthia Fontaine.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest, you're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love, you're my hand, you're a bug.
drug, you're my eyes, you're a hug, you're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun, you're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter, you're my friend to the end, you're my dreams, you're my father, you're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround, I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the clouds, you're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow, you're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow, you're the blessings that exist, the small things that have lived, the gift to realize that everything
all that I am. All that I see, all that I've been, and all that I'll ever be, is a blessing, it's so amazing, and I'm grateful for it all, for it all. Grateful for it all.
Start looking towards your heart, it'll open all the doors, and only then you'll start to hear the world singing chorus with your mind and heart. Aligned to purpose, everything
all
will feel
that
gorgeous.
I am, all that I
I sit and pray, cause what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I give back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan, but there's a million things that I can be grateful for. The small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.
Everything is a gift, and you are a gift. Remember to bring your gifts out into the world. I love you. This is Cynthia Fontaine, signing off.